welcome to our end of camp. We're so happy to have you here in this place where the girls have been meeting with God every day, and we love them. We thank you for entrusting them to us for these 2 weeks. We've been having such a great time together. You'll notice that we're celebrating Christmas here in the village. You can see all of these decorations, and please take note after the meeting and see their crafts. They made these ornaments on the tree, and they made all of those pillows and wall hangings back there. But we've just been having such a wonderful time together, looking into God's Word, looking into the Christmas story, and learning about what it means to know Jesus as the light of the world. We know that we all have darkness in our lives, whether it's weakness or temptation or insecurities. But when Jesus comes, he changes everything, right? He comes into our hearts and he shines through our very weaknesses to show forth his glory. And so we've been getting to know that together. And as a reminder of these things, the girls have been earning these wristbands that say, "Jesus lights up my world." And they earn them by going to bed when their counselor tells them to and getting into the habit of that. They're almost there. Some of them have earned them already, and the rest of them are very close. But we wanted to share these with you today as well. There are some by the door, so please, everyone, take one on your way out. There will be more here. There's enough for everyone.
As long as you go to bed early.
Go get yours later. But you have to earn them too, and we have a task for you. Whenever you wear this bracelet and look at it, please pray for us. We know that you've been doing that, and so we thank you so much for your prayers, and we're so excited to see what the Lord will continue to do as we all learn to shine for him together.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. John 1:5-9-12.
Amen.
Goes right along with what our villagers were singing. I was going up to a retreat to speak at a retreat, a camp, and it was late at night, dark. I had never been to this place before, and we didn't have GPSs back then. I had to actually look at a map. And so I'm driving through these roads, through the woods, up a mountain somewhere, and all of a sudden I see a railway bus, and it pulled over to the side of the road, and the bus driver gets out and waves me down. And so I stopped, and he said, you know, my bus is running, but the lights have gone out, and I'm afraid to drive the bus with all these children in it on these winding roads. And so he said, would you do me a favor? Sure, what? He said, you drive in front of me, and you turn your lights on real bright, and then you will be my light, and I will follow you. And if we can get me to a gas station or somewhere where I can make a phone call, that was before the days of cell phones too, he'd be very appreciative. So I did that. I got in front of him, and he started pulling out behind me, and I tried not to drive too fast, and I turned my bright lights on so that he could see the road, he could see where we were going. And he followed me, and I was his light. And we came to a gas station, and we pulled in. And when we got there, the windows opened up, and all the kids cheered for me like I was some kind of hero. So that was my 15 minutes of fame. I wish I could have gotten some other way, but you know, the Lord spoke to me then. Jesus says, I am the light of the world. He that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. And that's exactly what you've been singing about. When we follow Jesus, he is our light. And he guides us through life. He knows the path that we should take. And he knows all the pitfalls. And the closer we get to him, the safer we are, and the more fulfilled our life becomes. So you reminded me of that time many years ago when I was a hero for a day. And Jesus is my hero now all the time. And I thank God that his light drives away all darkness in our lives. Let's remember that. Number 78, O Come All Ye Faithful. Remember, okay? Here we go. Verse 2.
Sing,
Lord Jesus is so near to us this morning. He loves when we praise Him.
Yes.
When we love Him and adore Him. Oh, hallelujah. He adores us. He loves us with an everlasting love. Oh, receive that love today. Open your heart. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for loving me. Thank you, Jesus, for giving yourself to me. Oh, hallelujah. What a Savior. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Before we look into the Bible, I want to pray for all the counselors, that God will bless them, that God will strengthen them. It's another week ahead of us, and we don't want to let up, but we want to be refreshed and put forth even more of an effort to accomplish what God has brought us here to accomplish. And God wants to bless the counselors as they give out. God wants to pour in to them. I like the verse in the Bible. He that watereth shall also himself be watered, or herself. And so as you water others, and you show the love of God, and you encourage them, and teach them, work with them, as you're giving out, giving out, giving out, God is going to pour in. And so let's believe for that today. Praise God. I don't want to do all the praying and all the talking, so we need somebody to pray. Sister Valerie, would you pray with us for these counselors, cottage and village, and all the workers that are serving with them?
Jesus, we are so thankful for your faithful love, Lord, and for the opportunities that you give us to serve you, Lord, and to give ourselves to you, Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, for every counselor, Lord. I thank you that you know each one by name this morning, and you place it in their hearts, Lord, to serve you by serving our children, Lord. And we thank you so much for their givenness to you. And I ask this morning, in Jesus' name, Lord, that you would stretch out your hand over each one of them, Lord, that you would lay your own hand on each of their heads, Lord, that they would sense your favor, Lord, on them, Lord, that they would receive peace and strength from you in this day, Lord. It's a big task, Lord, and we recognize that, Lord, but you are the one who comes up, Lord, in us by your Holy Spirit and empowers us and enables us to do the thing that you've given us to do, Lord. And so I just pray for each one of them, Lord, that they would receive this morning that extra strength that they need, Lord, that they would be reassured in your love for them, that they would feel surrounded by your presence, that they would be able to give out, Lord, in these days and be a blessing to the children that you've entrusted to their care, God. And I just thank you for everyone who is serving here this morning, Lord Jesus. You see their tiredness, Lord, and the things that maybe, the burdens that maybe they brought in here this morning, everyone in the kitchen and on grounds, Lord, you know every little detail, God, and you are over it, all of these things, Jesus. And so I ask that your blessing, Lord God, where we cannot thank them, we cannot bless them, Lord, but you can, and our expectation is from you, Lord, that you would come and that you would go beyond what we could even ask or imagine to ask for them this morning, Lord. And there are so many things, Lord, but you are the one that is at work. And so I pray that you would come, that you would minister, Lord, as they go and they prepare the tables. And I pray for the cooks in the kitchen right now, God, that your presence would just pervade this whole place. Lord, that you would come, Lord, and that you would give just what is needed to each one in their hearts, in their spirits, and in their bodies. Lord, we trust you, Jesus. Lord, and we only look to you for these things. Lord, thank you. In your name I pray. Amen.
Amen. We all say amen to that. Praise God. Brother Tom has been working especially hard with his crew, and certain needs have arisen. God has helped them, given them strength, and yet there are times when they're very tired and they need that strength renewed. You know, Brother Thomas, one of a kind. When the Lord made him, he broke the mold. I'm just trying to figure out whether he broke the mold before he made him or after he made him. I think it's after. I can say that. We're good friends. Praise God.